In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, and welcome to our churches of St. Catoc and St. Margaret, on this the third Sunday of the Kingdom. It is lovely to have you with us for our service of home worship. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour, who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son was revealed to destroy the works of the devil and to make us the children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that we, having this hope, may purify ourselves even as he is pure, that when he shall appear in power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom. Grant this for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Book of Daniel. At that time, Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people, shall arise. There shall be a time of anguish, such as has never occurred since nations first came into existence. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars for ever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 16. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. As for the holy ones in the land, they are the nobles, in whom is all my delight. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. They drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names upon my lips. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures for evermore. In your presence, O Lord, there is fullness of joy. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. And every priest stands day after day at his service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until his enemies would be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after saying, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on my minds. He also adds, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Many will come in my name and say, I am he, and they will lead many astray. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the gospel of Christ according to Saint Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As he came out of the temples, one of his disciples said to him, Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings. Then Jesus asked him, Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished? Then Jesus began to say to them, Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, I am he, and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumours of war, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. At present, we live in a world that sadly is broken, and we are challenged to live in such a world. This gospel takes place near the new temple, which has impressed some of the disciples. It was larger than the earlier temples, and one of the most impressive buildings in Jerusalem. This temple was more than a beautiful building. It was a sign of God's presence with Israel, Israel's connection with God, and also a symbol of their identity as God's people. Jesus explains that the temple will be destroyed, and a time will come when not one stone is set on another. As you can imagine, the disciples puzzled to work out how to live in such uncertain times. The disciples asked Jesus to tell them the signs that he will precede the end times. Jesus answered the disciples with strange words. He tells them that there would be wars and rumours of wars, earthquakes and famines, which were common at this time. We are told the future will be filled with trials and tribulations, just like the present is. And as Christians, we will continue to live in a broken, sin-filled world. Talking about or prophesying the future is not, however, living our lives out in faith. It is through trusting in a God who holds the future in his hands is how we live by faith. Faith does not believe that God will make our lives comfortable and affluent. Faith knows that whatever situations we face, God will be with us through those situations. Faith is not worrying about the future. Rather, faith is being concerned about the needs of others today. Faith is not longing for a heaven when we die. Faith is being concerned for others, witnessing to them, and inviting them to experience God's presence with which we have been blessed. So how can we turn our attention to the long term and avoid getting too focused upon the short term? During chapter 13, Jesus issues clear advice about how we should react to events so as to help us keep a long-term view. He says, "Watch out that no one deceives you." In other words, take care not to be fooled by false teachings. And when you hear of wars and rumours of wars, do not be alarmed. Wars are awful, as we see from the news. They bring suffering and death to people. But they must not draw us into thinking that God has withdrawn from his world. As verses 26 and 27 tell us, "The Son of Man will return with great power and glory, and he will send his angels and gather his elect from the ends of the earth." So when our circumstances shift from comfort to discomfort, when our world moves from certainty to uncertainty, and when perhaps even friends and family turn against us, these are not reasons to reject God or to cease to believe in him. They are the opposite. They are times to remind ourselves that Jesus predicted these events. They are times to stand firm. Another theme running through the whole chapter is that of being alert and watchful. We need Jesus to keep us on the right path and to live a full life. Today, Jesus asks us to stay in the race of life, no matter what happens to us. And Jesus Christ promises us that as long as we are with him, we will win the race of life. So the challenge for us this week is simply this. The disciples learned to live their faith one day at a time. Let us follow their example and the example of countless Christians who have gone before us, trusting loving, serving, never knowing if this is our last day or not, but being assured that no matter what, God is with us. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our praise for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own parish, that the Church may support the victims of war and violence and promote reconciliation between nations and people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May there be peace where there is conflict, and hope where there is despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we welcome all who come to live among us, who have been displaced through conflict and terror. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all injured in the service of their country, and all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our parish intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. We pray for those who gave their lives in war in the cause of peace and justice. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you, and with all those whom you love, and also with you." Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may never wander from the way of life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, may I thank you for joining with us this week, and hope you will be able to join with us once again next week. And I hope too that you have a peaceful and blessed week. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to serve, love, and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.